Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Middle-aged to older individuals are more likely to develop carpal tunnel syndrome than younger persons. And women are three times more likely than men to develop the condition, due to the fact that the carpal tunnel itself is smaller in women than in men. The dominant hand is usually affected first and produces the most severe pain. Persons with diabetes or other metabolic disorders that directly affect the body's nerves and make them more susceptible to compression are also at high risk. The risk of developing carpal tunnel syndrome is not confined to people in a single industry or job, but it is especially common in those performing assembly line work, such as meat, poultry, or fish packing. In fact, carpal tunnel syndrome is three times more common among assemblers than among data entry personnel. A 2001 study by the Mayo Clinic found that heavy computer use, up to 7 hours a day, did not increase a person's risk of developing carpal tunnel syndrome. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives, through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uamshealth.com.